Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
I'm so glad you tuned in today. This is a special week on Food for Your Soul. We finished Season 4 on Loving God with All Your Heart last week, and next week we'll start Season 5 on discernment, and I'll say another word about that at the end. But for now, this week is a special week. We've been listening through some samples from the book Lost in Prayer. It's a mix between a daily devotional and a prayer guide. I originally wrote this not so much to make a book, but for myself, because I wanted to have prayer times while I was driving that could hold my attention on God and not let my mind wander while I'm praying. So I wrote out these devotionals and recorded them so that I could listen to them as I drive. And I thought I'd share them with you this week, just 5 out of the 40, so you can decide if these might be helpful for you either driving or another time I use them is when I'm lying in bed in the morning. I wake up, it's a Saturday morning, and I'm still kind of groggy. I want to kind of lay there, but I want to pray. When I'm tired, my mind doesn't focus very well, so I can pull one of these up and keep my mind focused for 20 minutes on God. Today's sample is from Day 40, Psalm 121. Prepare. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Before attempting to approach the presence of God, we must make sure we have clean hands and a pure heart. So begin today with a time of confession. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me. Ask God to reveal any sins in your heart that you've not confessed. Then confess them and ask God to cleanse you. And especially ask Him to reveal any anger or bitterness or unforgiveness that would keep you from being able to commune with God today. Psalm 119:36, turn my heart toward your statutes. Ask God to turn and incline your heart toward what He has for you in today's passage. Your deepest desire. What is the deepest, most driving desire in your heart today? Cry out to God for that. Meditate. Psalm 121 was written to help us in times of fear. What are the greatest fears in your life right now? What are the potential threats to your future happiness? Allow the Holy Spirit to apply the balm of Psalm 121 to those fears. Verse 1, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Did you find it hard to take comfort in that? At first glance, it might seem like the promises aren't even true. He won't let your foot slip. Our feet slip all the time. The psalmist himself was in trouble even as he wrote the psalm, which is why he's seeking rescue from God in verse 2. Clearly, these promises have conditions and exceptions. For example, Psalm 91:9 makes the same promise, but attaches a condition. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. When you find out that God's promises are conditional, does that reduce the comfort you find in those promises? Ask yourself, when God places a condition on a promise, what is the purpose of that condition? Isn't it true that all the conditions God places on His promises are good? They really boil down to this one condition: give up what is worthless in order to receive what is priceless. The conditions are just as much a gift of grace as the promises. In Psalm 91, the condition is that you make the Lord your refuge. In Psalm 121, the implied condition is that you look to the Lord as your help. Another condition for God's watch care is in Psalm 119:92. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. What are some ways conditions like that are just as much a gift of grace as the promises themselves? Not only are there conditions, there are also exceptions. Even if you meet the conditions, still, you might suffer, like Job. And if that's the case, how can we take comfort in the promises of protection? Well, we can take comfort because we trust the one in charge of those exceptions. Do you trust your Father? A ship sailed from England to New York in the mid-1800s. One night, while all the passengers were asleep, a sudden windstorm arose and threw the ship on its side. All the passengers woke in a panic. The captain's 8-year-old daughter woke along with everyone else and asked what was happening. They told her a windstorm struck the ship. Then she asked, "Is my father on deck?" "Yes, he's on deck." And at that, she dropped her head back down on her pillow without any trace of fear and was soon fast asleep. Take a moment to reassure yourself that in the storms hitting your life now or looming on the horizon, your Father is at the helm. Let your soul rest like that little girl. Verse 5, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. That means the Lord is nearby, immediately available. Psalm 73:23 says, "Yet I am always with you, God. You hold me by my right hand." When we cry out for help, God has his good purposes for delay, but he remains close by even during the delay. And when the time is right, the movement of his hand to save you will be like lightning. It will be like Jesus reaching out for Peter when he started to sink. In a fraction of a second before Peter went under, Jesus had him. Take a moment to remind your soul of God's nearness. Verse 3, "He who watches over you will not slumber." God's watch care is constant. Even when you're asleep, he is attending to you. Take a moment to recall a time in the last day or so when God was the farthest thing from your mind, and remind your soul that God was attending to you even then. When we are afraid, it's because we think some suffering will take away our happiness. No one is afraid of times of happiness, even when they involve pain. So our only real fear is unhappiness, not pain. And access to happiness depends on nearness to God. Take a moment to imagine your worst fears about future circumstances coming to pass, but God putting his hand on your shoulder and giving you hope and joy even then. What you just imagined is what this psalm promises. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. One final thought. Remember the qualifications of this one who is your caretaker. Verse 2. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Is God qualified to handle your problem? Creator of the ends of the earth? The one who spoke the heavens into existence? He holds the universe in the palm of his hand. He keeps the galaxies spinning and upholds every molecule in the universe every second of every day. Lift your eyes to the mountains and consider the source of your help. Pray for your pastor. Ask God to enable him to take comfort in God's promises of watch care. Pray the same for anyone else the Lord has laid on your heart. Pray for the kingdom of God to come and for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thanksgiving. Delight yourself in the Lord. Think of some examples of how God has protected you in the past. Take delight in Him and express your gratitude. Take it with you. Pick one thought from this meditation that you want to carry with you. What can you use as memory cues in the upcoming day to help you bring that thought to mind at least twice more today? Well, that gives you an idea of what the book Lost in Prayer is like. If you want to find out more, you can go to drichardferguson.com, and we'll be doing more samples throughout this week. Next week, we start a whole new series on discernment. What discernment is, what Scripture says about how to become discerning, and then from there, we're going to go into a class on logic. I think it's to the detriment of the church that schools no longer teach logic. For the life of me, I can't imagine why anyone decided to stop teaching logic, but it's important. And if you have kids, this is especially important. I would urge you to have the kids listen to this. I'm going to teach it in a way that I'm not going to use all the typical jargon that they use when teaching logic that's not helpful. Instead, I'm going to take a little bit more of a common sense approach, teach the same material, but using everyday language to describe things and illustrating them with biblical principles. So I pray it will be edifying and instructive biblically and spiritually, but also will help with thinking clearly and having sound reason, which is what Scripture calls us to. That starts on Monday.
Thank you for listening.
Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.